Environmentalists are concerned about impacts on koala populations and water quality after a proposed mine near Mackay in central Queensland was approved this week. Isabel Starr reports.
There are concerns for animals and land degradation after the Queensland government approved a mine in central Queensland this week. Carmel Flint, campaign coordinator from environmental group Lock the Gate Alliance, says the area where the Pembroke Resources Olive Downs mine will be built will go through major basins and floodplains, removing significant wildlife corridors for animals such as the iconic koala.
The Olive Downs mine is a really massive coal mine that's proposed to adjoin really close to the Isaac River in central Queensland. It's basically going to cover an area of about 16,500 hectares of land, which includes a lot of really good grazing country as well as some important bushland areas. So there's a lot of koala habitat in that area. And it's just really significant because it includes a lot of floodplain areas and areas along the Isaac River, which are incredibly important to a lot of wildlife, acting as corridors.
Ms Flint says the Lock the Gate Alliance is concerned the Queensland government hasn't applied the appropriate constraints and is allowing the mining company to leave three pit voids to remain, going against mining reforms made last year, where mining companies are required to leave the environment the way it was found.
So our concern has been particularly in relation to this mine that last year the Queensland government passed some really far-reaching mine rehabilitation reform, and part of that they had a very clear policy agenda to ban final voids on floodplains because of the incredible risks they pose to the environment. So that means that mining companies like this operating on floodplains adjoining rivers would have to restore the natural contours of the land, and they couldn't leave these open pits completely unrehabilitated. So that was a clear understanding of those reforms. It's clear in their policies that they said repeatedly that final voids on floodplains would be banned, and yet here we have this project which has been given the go-ahead to do just that, leave these three massive final voids on a floodplain. So we're incredibly concerned that the government has not delivered on its promises here. The Coordinator General could have applied those constraints, and in fact did apply the constraint to another mine late last year. So we think it's just outrageous that this mine's been allowed to get away with it. And as a result, it's taxpayers that will be left bearing the brunt of that decision and the environment, which is likely to suffer long into the future.
Dr. Gavin Mudd, Associate Professor at RMIT University School of Chemical Environmental Engineering, says the large voids will degrade water quality in the area, leaving it unusable and affecting surrounding biodiversity.
Typically, a lot of coal mining, when they finish, they'll sort of leave a large sort of void, you know, basically the leftover hole at the open cut. And although the earlier parts of the open cut may be backfilled with overburden material, the remaining open cut is commonly left open. And so the issues with that is there's long-term risks to groundwater in the immediate area around the mine, that the water quality gradually goes more saline over time. And so then that sort of impacts on the ability to use the water, or has risks to sort of surrounding biodiversity, which would be expecting to find fresh water and instead finding salt water.
Gavin McVajan, Climate Program Manager from the Australian Conservation Foundation, says existing national environment laws are deficient.
Australia has really deficient environment laws, and that's one of the reasons that the Australian Conservation Foundation has spent this federal election campaign pushing both of the major parties, both Liberal and Labor, to adopt stronger national environment laws. The federal Labor opposition, hoping to win government tomorrow, has committed to a new Environment Protection Agency, a new national EPA with a new national environment law. And that's because our national environment laws are letting us down when it comes to the approval of coal projects like this. Under the existing national laws, we've seen an area the size of Tasmania in threatened species habitat cleared. So our national environment laws aren't doing the job.
That story was by Isabel Starr.